When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Varney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Varney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Varney Brothers Kitchen Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at varneybrotherskitchenandbath.com. Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
Chad Holmes again here from Wausau East High School. Time now for the start of the second game of our doubleheader between the Wausau West Warriors and the Wausau East Lumberjacks. This time in girls high school basketball. Warriors come in 7-5 overall, 3-1 in the WVC. Lumberjacks coming off their first conference win of the season against Wisconsin Rapids on Friday. They are 1-4 in the conference, 3-10 overall. Looking at the starting lineups, Harper Mead getting a start here tonight for the Warriors.
Molly Anderson. The Warriors
Kelly Cray, Emma Moorhead. Ayla Christensen. So a little bit of a change here. So again, it's Kelly Cray, Ayla Christensen, Harper Mead, Lexi White, and Molly Anderson for the Warriors. For the East Lumberjacks, who in fact have been playing better basketball. Their last three games have all been one possession games. The voice not very good here tonight. And of course it comes on a doubleheader night. But the Lumberjacks, last three games were all one possession games against Newman Catholic, a game that we had right here on Bow Falls Radio. Also in Antigo, and then that 3-point win against Wisconsin Rapids on Friday. For East, Talia Schlinwine, Geneva Micklig, Najia Herrick, Charlie Place, and Sydney Crawford are the starters. Warriors are going from left to right in front of my broadcast position, high atop the floor here at Wausau East. Warriors win the tap. Going to the basket, Lexi White goes down, no whistle, misses the running layup. Molly Anderson will pull down that rebound. Gets it to White. White back inside, up with the right hand, no good, but this time the whistle blows and a foul is called. Don't forget, tomorrow night, big high school sports show from 6 to 8 p.m. here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Lexi White will be our student-athlete guest tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. The boys basketball coach of Athens, Jeremy Penny, will be our coach guest at 6:20. Sydney Crawford called for that foul. It was in the act of shooting, so Lexi White will get a couple of free throws. First free throw hit the back iron, but had a nice little roll off it, and then fell in. Lexi, of course, reached the 1,000-point mark in the victory over DC Everest on Friday. 2-for-2 trip, 2-0 Warriors with the lead. Into the forecourt comes East. Schlinwein. Near the center circle, Claire Cushman. Cushman, left wing, Charlie Place. Place, 20 feet from the basket, hands it off to Cushman. Cushman holds it above her head. Now between the circles, Charlie Place. Place will dribble her way to the right-hand side. Now turns the corner, goes up from 12, rolls off, no good. Rebound, Lexi White for the Warriors. Long pass ahead, going to the hole, laid up and in by Harper Mead. Good hustle down court by Harper Mead. And the Warriors off to a 4-0 lead. Left corner, three-pointer for Sydney Crawford is airmailed, too hard, but Schlinwein will pick up that rebound for East. Rotated left-hand side, Crawford inside, Micklick. Micklick gets double-teamed. Now she's in trouble, but it's knocked away out of bounds off of West. Nope, they're going to say it was off of East, so last touch by the Jacks, and the ball goes over to the Warriors. Over the timeline comes Lexi White, right-hand side, Ayla Christensen. Christensen, top of the key, Harper Mead. Mead holds it, now dribbles once with the right hand. Moves it right wing side to Christensen. Top of the key, White lobs it in, good pass. Laid up, short, no good by Molly Anderson. Tipped, grab by Christensen. Christensen may have got away with the walk, but hands it off to White. White to the hole, lays it up, yes, and a foul.
Basket by White.
So 4 early points for Lexi White, and she'll have a chance at the strike.
Charlie Place,
Place called for her first team foul, number 2. Free throw is off the mark. Nobody moved for East. Rebound grabbed by White, missing the putback. Lumberjacks acted like it was not a one shot after a make. They never moved, and it almost gave Lexi White an easy basket. Ball out of bounds off of the Warriors. 16:20 to go in the first half. 6-0 West with the lead. Up court quickly, here comes Wausau East. On the left-hand side, Claire Cushman. Cushman, top of the circle. Now works down the right-hand side of the lane. Kicks it right corner, Micklick. Now into the lane, going to the basket. Right-hander is good for Charlie Place.
Place for two.
Charlie Place gets the Lumberjacks on the board. Makes it 6-2, 2 minutes into the game. Christensen, left wing, goes up for a three-pointer. Back bracket, no good. Rebound tipped up and controlled by Sydney Crawford for East. Pass ahead, nobody back for the Warriors. With it is Cushman. Cushman will lay it up. Yes, and a foul. Coach Tom Wyckoff will not like that one bit. Nobody went back, and Cushman was all by herself. Gets the basket, and now a chance for a three-point play.
Foul on Christensen, her first.
Ayla Christensen coming back, trying to get the block, but instead gets called for the foul. Free throw is good. So a 5-point run for East makes it 6-5 Warriors. 15:43 to go in the first half. Over the timeline comes Lexi White. White works around the screen. Now White looking to penetrate, stops, backs it up. Now stops, pops from a 3-point range, rattles in and out, no good. Rebound, Kelly Cray, putback is no good. Rebound no good on the putback again by Anderson, and this time Cray will grab it and lay it up and in. The Warrior Bigs hitting the boards hard, both Kelly Cray and Molly Anderson. Kelly gets the basket. Pressure in the backcourt. Trouble. Mickling will now bring it up court for East. Crosses the timeline. Near sideline in front of Tom Wyckoff. Hands it off to Claire Cushman. Cushman, bounce pass. Bobbled by Place, now regains control. 20 feet from the hole. Charlie Place goes up for a left wing three-pointer. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound grabbed by Harper Mead for the Warriors. 8-5 Warriors, 14:48 to go in the first half. Around the screen, Lexi White. White, they're going to call a moving pick on the Warriors. Quick note that also tonight we have Newman Catholic boys basketball playing Stratford. Tom Weaver has a call right now on our website, BullFallsRadio.com. Sports Stream 2. That game will also be airing right after we're done here with the girls' game. Moving pick called on Molly Anderson. Breaking the pressure again. Left-hand side Place. Misses the 12-footer. Rebound. Fought for on the ground. Grabbing it was Cushman, picked up by Place. Banker from 15, no good. This time Lexi White will pull down that rebound for West. White into the forecourt for the Warriors. White, 25 feet from the basket, backs it up near the center circle. Right wing side, Ayla Christensen. Christensen holds it in front of the East bench. Deep right corner, White. White looking inside. Posted up is Craig, getting a hand on it was Crawford. Craig chases it down in the right corner. Back out top. Harper Mead moves it left wing side, Christensen. Now left hand side, Molly Anderson posting up and going through Anderson, trying to knock it away was Charlie Place, and she'll be called for the foul.
Nyasha
Herrick coming in for the Lumberjacks, replacing Charlie Place, who was called for her second foul. Bounce pass inside, Kelly Cray turns, fires, rolls off from 6 feet away. Rebound grab by Crawford, and she will be fouled. Good look for Kelly Cray, rolled around, nice soft touch, but would not drop in. Inbounded, Lumberjacks, Schlindwein. Schlindwein will bring it up the right hand side, poked from behind by Harper Mead, out of bounds. Harper Mead is a young player to keep an eye on for Wausau West. Very athletic. Substitution for the Warriors, Brooke Schaefer coming in, replacing Harper Mead. Inbounded, taken by Talia Schlindwein. And now a hand check and a foul coming up on the Warriors.
Foul on Christensen, her second.
Christensen called for her second. Lumberjacks inbound, 8-5 Warriors. Posting up, bobbled by Miklik, she'll grab it, then stripped. Grabbed on the left wing side by Schlindwein. Now further left, Sydney Crawford. Crawford, 22 feet from the basket. Pass tipped away. Cutting in front of Claire Cushman was Lexi White for the Warriors. Got a hand on it, knocked it into the Warrior bench. Harper Mead will come in. Ayla Christensen with those two fouls will take a break. Inbounded, taken by Cushman. Cushman dribbles to the right-hand side. Now near the right elbow, top of the key, Schwindwein. Schwindwein to Cushman. Cushman looking inside, Miklik posting up. Miklik to the hole, misses the shot. Rebound is tipped, controlled by Lexi White for the Warriors. White will now bring it up court for West. White into the lane. White moves it right-hand side. Taken by Brooke Schaefer. Schaefer back to White. White 22 feet from the basket. White dribbles with the left hand. Backs it up near the center circle. Still pounding is Lexi White. White lobs it inside, Kelly Crane. Cray tried to drop it to Schaefer, but she could not handle it. It was off of Brooke Schaefer's hands and out of bounds. Minutes even to go in the first half. Warriors with a 3-point lead, 8-5 over the Lumberjacks. Oh, steal in the backcourt. Lexi White, reverse layup, no good. White fighting for the rebound. Knocked away from White, out of bounds off of East. So the Warriors will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Inbounded, taken by Molly Anderson. Anderson in the lane, moves it left wing to Crate, top of the key, Schaefer. She'll try a three, rattles in and out, almost back in, grabbed by Mead on the rebound, misses. And then rebound taken on the second chance by Schlindwein for East. Schlindwein into the forecourt, hits the cutter, Miklik. Miklik gets bumped by Cray, and now be a foul on Kelly Cray. Warriors inching towards the foul limit very early. 12:33 to go in the half. That's already the fifth team foul on West. Number one on Cray. Inbounded, knocked away from Cushman by Lexi White. White will pick it up. White will bring it into the forecourt. White down the right-hand side of the lane. Had it knocked away, gets it back, and then stolen right back by Cushman, and it will be a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards East. Been stuck on 8-5 here for a number of possessions. Still 8-5 Warriors, 12:22 to go in the first half. Cushman will take the inbounds right on the end line. She's in trouble, able to find Micklick. Micklick will get doubled back over to Cushman, and she'll bring it over the timeline. Cushman moves it left wing side to Sydney Crawford. She'll try a three, too strong. Rebound is out of bounds, going to the Warriors. Warrior girls have a significant game coming up on Friday night. Take on the Marshfield Tigers. Marshfield, along with Stevens Point, right now the undefeated in the WVC. Back up court comes Lexi White. White at the free throw line, Molly Anderson. Anderson, left wing to White. White, 22 feet from the hole. Near the free throw line, Kelly Cray. Her pass tipped and saved. Nice job by Nyesha Herrick, but Warriors get it back. Underneath, going to the hole, laid up and in by Lexi White. Herrick made the nice hustle play, but the ball ended up in the hands of White for a layup. Timeout, Jacks. 11:39 to go in the first half. 10-5 Warriors. Back in a moment. This is Warrior Girls Basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Chad Holmes again from the Wausau East High School Gymnasium. 11:39 to go in the first half of this second half of a boys-girls doubleheader. Warrior boys knocked off East 58-49. Warrior girls have a 10-5 lead. Claire Cushman will bring it up court now for East. Crosses the timeline. Cushman looking to penetrate. Goes to the basket. Oh, and a big collision. And going down hard on her back was Molly Anderson. But it looks like Anderson will be called for the foul.
Anderson, first, second.
Number two on Molly Anderson. It was in the act of shooting. So Claire Cushman heading to the line. Free throw rattles out.
Cushman
has 3 points so far for the Jacks. Second free throw, too hard, no good. Rebound, however, snagged by Micklick. Another chance for East. Cushman, 22 feet from the basket, left wing. Cushman dribbles, now stops, needs help. Looking, still looking. Between the circles, Schwinwein. Left corner, Cushman, 12-footer is no good. Rebound, Lexi White. White will now push, 2-on-1. White, down low, Anderson. Anderson lays it up short. Anderson stripped of the ball in the putback. Picked up again by East. With it is Claire Cushman. Cushman over the timeline. Cushman to the right wing. Cushman stops. Moves it on the right wing. Three-pointer for Crawford is good. Sydney Crawford hits the triple. 10-8 Warriors. 10:45 to go in the first half. Warriors back into the front court. Lexi White, left wing side. Brooke Schaefer. Schaefer, 20 feet from the basket. Right wing White. Trying to post up his Cray. Good feed. Cray will be fouled before the layup. Actually, that was probably a good foul for East because Kelly Cray was going to get an easy two. See, a great position. Nice feed from White, but instead, it will be an inbounds play for the Warriors.
Grayson Berger on the floor for the Lumberjacks.
Grayson Berger comes in for the Jacks.
Fallen Mickman, her first.
Inbounding in the lane, hitting it is Molly Anderson, and she'll get a chance for a three-point play. Again, if my voice sounds a little off tonight, yeah, it's a little raspy. So apologize for that, but we're going to plow right through and give you the best broadcast we possibly can as Molly Anderson drains that free throw, completes a three-point play, makes it 13-10 Warriors. Into the forecourt, getting bumped and knocked down is Grayson Berger, and the foul will be called on the Warriors. I think that puts them over the limit. Yep. Lexi White called for her first, but that puts West over the foul limit with 10:24 to go in the first half. Front end of the 1-1 is no good. Rebounds grabbed by Kelly Cray for the Warriors. Back up court. With it is White. White forces it up. No good. Look like contact. Rebound Cray. Put back is no good. Rebound Anderson. Put back no good. But this time, a foul is called on East. That will be the third personal foul on Sydney Crawford. Free throw is good for Molly Anderson. Molly Anderson averaging 9.8 points per game. She is a 66% free throw shooter on the campaign. Anderson also pulls down 7.6 rebounds per game. Two for two trip. Molly Anderson now with 5 points, and the Warriors have a 7-point lead, 15-8. On the right-hand side, with it is Herrick. Herrick, 20 feet from the basket, looking down low, place double, back to Herrick. Herrick throws it inside, picked off by Molly Anderson. Anderson quickly over to Lexi White. Lexi stops, left wing side, Cray. Good feed inside to Anderson, misses the layup, gets her own rebound. Anderson back over to Harper Mead. Left wing side, White. White back out top, Mead. Bounce pass, right wing side, Molly Anderson. Inside White, and White will be bumped. And a foul comes up on Grayson Berger.
Foul on Berger, who first? Paige Anderson on the floor for the Warriors.
Substitution for Wausau West. Paige Anderson coming into the game for the Warriors. Claire Cushman back in, replacing Talia Schlidwine for East. Free throw back bracket, no good on the 1-1, but not able to control the rebound was Micklick. Oh, they're going to say it was off of West. That looked like it was off of Micklick, but oh, now they change it. Yep, it will be Wausau West basketball. Looking to inbound is Cray. Gets it into White. White, three-footer, back bracket, no good. Been a cold shooting first half for West, but turned over. Cray to the hole, misses again. Cray gets another board. Cray hits the three-footer. Kelly Cray racking up the rebounds here early. She now has 4 points. 17-8 Warriors, 9:07 to go first half. Three-pointer off to the right, no good for Claire Cushman. Rebound cleared White. Long pass ahead. Off the fingertips. Oh, saved nicely by Mead. Mead underneath to Paige Anderson. And a foul coming up on East. Saw the great athletic ability that time from Harper Mead. Able to save it before it flew out of bounds. Schlindwein back in for East. Free throw is good on the front end of the 1-1 for Paige Anderson. Paige Anderson now 4 of 7 at the stripe this season. Second free throw off the mark, no good. Rebound Schlindwein for East. 18-8 Warriors. Back up court comes East. Deep left corner Schlindwein. Bounce pass left wing side Charlie Place. Gets it out top Claire Cushman. Cushman dribbles. Cushman works her way to the right. Cushman looking to penetrate. Cushman to the hole, misses the fadeaway. Rebound grabbed by Cray. Cray up the right-hand side. Cray, good look underneath. Laid up and in by Lexi White. Nice feed by Cray to White for the easy basket. Timeout called. 8:29 to go in the first half. 20-8 Warriors, back in a moment. This is West Girls Basketball on Full Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
Back here at the Wausau East Gym, 8:08 to go in the first half. 20-8 Warriors with the lead. Jacks into the forecourt, knocked away and stolen. Picked off by Lexi White. White, left corner, Cray. Cray, 15-foot J, a little bit strong, no good. Weak side rebound, Paige Anderson. Anderson, right block, forces up the banker, no good. Rebound tipped, out of bounds, off of East. Coming in for the Lumberjacks,
Olivia Shoney.
Olivia Shaman comes in for Yasha Herrick. Inbounded in the lane, White. White now needs some help. Bounce pass, Schaefer, right wing. Schaefer to the right elbow. Back between the circles, Paige Anderson. Left wing side, Lexi White. Out top, Kelly Cray. Cray back on the left to Lexi White. White, top of the key, Schaefer. Schaefer, right wing side to Cray. Looking down low, off the hands of Paige Anderson and out of bounds. Turnover on West, 7:28 to go, first half, 20-8 Warriors with the lead. Lumberjacks into the forecourt, Cushman. Cushman into the lane, Charlie Place. Place moves it right wing side to Schlinwine. Schlinwine will back it up, 30 feet from the hole. Looks inside, bobble by Micklin, grabs it. Forces up the banker, no good for five. Kelly Cray will grab that board, lost it. Picked up underneath by Sheeman. Now Sheeman moves it left wing side to Schlinwine. Top of the key, Claire Cushman. Inside is Micklig and a walk is called. Turnover on the Jacks. Left wing side, Paige Anderson for West. Gets it to Schaefer, top of the key, White. White, good feet inside, Cray. Cray will lay it up and in. Third basket for Kelly Cray. She now has 6 points. 22-8 Warriors, 6:35 to go in the half. Pass tipped away by Paige Anderson, out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Lumberjacks. Left wing side, Claire Cushman. Cushman left corner. Charlie Place back to the wing. Cushman. Cushman dribbles her way near the top of the key. Pass is deflected, but grabbed by Place. Place gives it right wing side. Cushman. Posting up is Place. She'll be fouled by Paige Anderson. Number one on Anderson. Free throw is good.
Charlie Place at the free throw line.
Charlie Place will earn the bonus. Second free throw, off to the left, no good. Another rebound for Kelly Craig. Over the timeline comes Lexi White for West. Left wing side, Brooke Schaefer. Schaefer, 20 feet from the hole. Posting up Cray. Cray, beautiful feed underneath. Laid up and in by Paige Anderson.
Anderson.
Nicely done by Cray, hitting the cutter. Paige Anderson for the layup. 24-9. Warriors by 15. 5:47 to go in the half. Lumberjacks, left-hand side, Schwinwine. Going for the steal between the circles was Cray. Goes through the body of Olivia Shaman. Shaman will get a chance at the stripe.
Molly Anderson returning to the floor.
Molly Anderson back in. Cray with two fouls will take a break.
Shaneman at the free throw line.
Free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds off of Charlie Place and East. ...24-9 Warriors, 5:37 to go in the first half. Over the timeline comes Lexi White, moves it left wing side, Brooke Schaefer. Schaefer, 22 feet from the hole. Out top with it is Paige Anderson. Pass down low, good grab by me, but slips out of her fingers as she went up for the shot, and it hits out of bounds. So East will bring it back up court. Crossing the timeline for the Jacks is Claire Cushman. Gets it out top. Olivia Shaneman throws it away. Picked off by West and Lexi White. White down low. Molly Anderson lays it up and in.
Anderson.
Assist for White. Basket for Molly Anderson. She now has 7 points. 26-9 Warriors. 4:50 to go in the first half. Between the circles, Claire Cushman passes down low to Place. Place to the hole, misses the three-footer with the right hand. Rebound tipped, controlled by Brooke Schaefer for Wausau West. Back up court come the Warriors. Left wing side. With it is Brooke Schaefer. Schaefer gives it off. Taken there by Lexi White. White left wing. Three-pointer, back bracket, no good for Schaefer. Rebound is grabbed. Up court quickly. With it is Schwinwine. Schwinwine to the basket, lays it up and in.
Schwinwine
gets her first points. 26-11 Warriors. 4:10 to go, first half. Lexi White back up court now for the Warriors. Left wing, taken by Brooke Schaefer. Schaefer, bounce pass. Out top, Paige Anderson. Anderson looks inside. With it is Harper Meade. Meade will miss the shot, but she'll be fouled. Harper Meade will get a chance at the free throw line.
Foul on Charlie Place, her third.
That is three fouls on Charlie Place. Free throw is good for Harper Meade.
Crawford returning to the floor for the Lumberjacks. Christensen.
Ayla Christensen in for Lexi White for West. One more free throw for Harper Meade. Perfect. 4 points for Harper Meade. 28-11. West up by 17. Jogging it over the timeline is Schwinwine. Schwinwine works around the screen, bounce pass, left wing side. Charlie Place, 22 feet from the hole. Right wing, Claire Cushman. Cushman looking to penetrate. Cushman to the hole. Cushman, layup is no good. Rebound, Ayla Christensen for the Warriors. Christensen will bring it over the timeline for West. At the free throw line, Molly Anderson turns, fires. Off to the left, no good from 15 feet away. Rebound grab by East. Pulling it down with Sidney Crawford. Schwinwine back into the forecourt for the Jacks. Pass tipped. Getting a hand on it was Paige Anderson for the Warriors. Knocks it into the Wausau West bench. So East will inbound in front of the Warrior bench. Out top, Claire Cushman. And a foul is going to be called. Setting the screen with Schwinwine. Running through it was Ayla Christensen. And Christensen called for the foul. That is the third on Ayla Christensen. Double bonus. So Talia Schwinwine will get two shots. Free throw is strong, no good. Lexi White back in, replacing Wade Christensen. One more for Schwinwein. That one's too strong as well. Rebound grabbed by Lexi White for the Warriors. Remains 28-11, 3:05 to go. First half, right wing, Paige Anderson, three-pointer. Off the front iron, no good. Rebound grabbed by Charlie Place for East. Claire Cushman will bring it over the timeline for the Lumberjacks. Sydney Crawford, long three from the right wing, back bracket, no good. Rebound snagged by Molly Anderson for the Warriors. Back up court comes Lexi White at the free throw line. Anderson up from 15, rolls off, no good. Rebound grabbed by Sydney Crawford for East. At the free throw line, Charlie Place. Right wing, three-pointer for Cushman. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound to Crawford. Top of the key, Schwinwein. In the lane, Place. Place stripped, but they're going to call a foul. A lot of free throws in this first half. A lot of fouls.
Foul Paige, her second.
Paige Anderson with her second. Free throw is good for Charlie Place. Second free throw is good. 28-13, Warriors, 2:20 to go in the half. Lexi White over the timeline for Wausau West. White swings it left. With it is Brooke Schaefer. Schaefer out top. Now right wing. Three-pointer is good for Lexi White.
White for three.
Lexi White from the right wing hits the three-pointer. Double digits now for White. She has 11 points. 31-13, Warrior lead. In the right corner, with it is Charlie Place. On the wing, Sydney Crawford. Top of the key, Claire Cushman. Cushman moves it down low, and then a little hop and a walk will be called on Olivia Schoenemann.
Perry in for the Lumberjacks.
Warriors will bring it back up court, leading 31-13 with a minute 35 to go in the half. Left wing side, Paige Anderson. Anderson further left, Harper Mead. On the wing, White out top, Brooke Schaefer. Now posting up, Molly Anderson gets double teamed. Now gets triple teamed, and it will be a tie up. Arrow points towards West, so the Warriors will keep it. Molly Anderson will inbound on the baseline for the Warriors. Inbounded right to the basket, laid up and in by Lexi White. Drove down the lane, took the feed, went up in one motion for the layup, draws the foul, and now a chance for a three-point play. Free throw is good. 34-13. Back up court come the Jacks. Ball knocked away from Cushman. Ball loose on the floor. And a tie-up. Tie-up between Lexi White and Claire Cushman. Arrow this time points towards East. Minute 9 to go, first half. 34-13 Warriors. Inbounded Sydney Crawford. Crawford moves it right wing. Claire Cushman. Cushman, bounce pass, right corner. Crawford, three-pointer, front iron, no good. Weak side rebound grabbed by Molly Anderson for the Warriors. White, left wing side, Paige Anderson, lobs it down low. With it is Harper Mead. She'll be bumped from behind by Charlie Place. And double bonus time for Harper Mead. Harper Mead's first free throw is short, no good. Meade has 4 points. It's 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. One more free throw now for Meade. Second free throw is good.
Meade was shooting the free throw.
35-13 Warriors. 50 seconds to go in the half. Into the front court comes East. Left wing side. Miklik swings it to the right. That is Herrick. Herrick drives. She'll be bumped. And she'll be fouled and more free throws. It is double bonus as well for the Lumberjacks. Naisha Herrick looking for her first point of the game. Free throw off to the left and no good.
Anderson, her third.
Number three on Paige Anderson. Second free throw off the mark as well. Molly Anderson will grab that rebound for West. 37 seconds in the period. Warriors into the forecourt. With it out top is Paige Anderson. Now Molly Anderson turns, fires, misses from 13. Rebound grabbed underneath. Missing on the putback is Harper Meade. Lumberjacks will clear. Talia Schlewinwine. She'll bring it over the timeline now for East. Works her way to the right wing side with 15 seconds. Schlewinwine still dribbles right wing side. Now into the right corner. Stops. And did she step out of bounds? Yes, she did. With 8.7 seconds to go in the half. Warriors will get one more push up court. Inbounded. With it is White. White moves it left wing side. Now out top. Now move to the right wing side. With it is White. Three-pointer is no good at the buzzer. And that will do it for the first half of play.
At the end of the first half, Wasilis Warriors 35.
Warriors 35, Jacks 13. We'll come back, look at the scoring coming up next. This is West Girls Basketball on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
In 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Barney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Barney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Barney Brothers Kitchen Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at barneybrotherskitchenandbath.com. Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. we'll be talking winter high school sports. We'll take a look at what's going on in high school boys and girls basketball and boys and girls hockey, plus special guests. Each week, we'll be joined by one of our area high school coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. It's nothing but high school sports for 2 hours each Wednesday night. The Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's home for the best in high school sports coverage. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Halftime here at the Wausau East High School Gym, where the Wausau West girls basketball team leads over the East Lumberjacks by a score of 35-13. Let's look at the numbers of the first half for Wausau West. 14 points for Lexi White. She had 4 2-pointers, a 3-pointer, and was 3 out of 5 at the free throw line. 7 points for Molly Anderson, a pair of baskets, 3 for 3 from the stripe. Kelly Cray had 6 points on 3 baskets. 5 points for Harper Mead. She had a basket, was 3 out of 5 at the stripe. Paige Anderson had 3 points. She had a basket, was 1 for 2 at the free throw line. 11 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer, 10 of 14 at the free throw line for Wausau West. For the East Lumberjacks, 5 points for Charlie Place. She had 1 basket, was 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. 3 points on a 3-point field goal for Sydney Crawford. Claire Cushman had 3 points, a basket, 1 for 2 at the stripe. 2 points scored by Talia Schwinwine, 1 basket, 0 for 2 at the free throw line. 3 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer, and 4 of 13 at the line for East in the first half of play. 35-13, Warriors over the Jacks. We'll come back, have the start of the second half coming up next. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Girls Basketball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued, I'm empowered, I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future. Just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blazed the trail for me. Because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in Wisconsin high school sports.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Start of half number two here in the second half of this boys girls doubleheader at the Wausau East High School gym. Wausau West Warrior girls have a 35-13 lead over the East Lumberjacks. Wausau West with the basketball game. 14 points for Lexi White, 7 for Molly Anderson, 6 for Kelly Cray to lead the way. Out top with it is Harper Mead. Mead moves it left wing side to White. White 20 feet from the basket. Fakes the three, looks inside. Anderson, good pass inside to Cray, but she bobbles it and picked up by Schwinwein. Schwinwein will make it, move it up the left-hand side for East. Passes it out, taken by Sydney Crawford. Now between the circles. That's Claire Cushman. Cushman moves it slightly left, Charlie Place. Place may have walked, but no whistle. Right wing side, Cushman. Cushman, top of the key. Three-pointer rolls off, no good for Charlie Place. Rebound grabbed by Ayla Christensen for the Warriors. Back up court comes Wausau West. Left wing side, Harper Mead. Gets it out top, taken by Lexi White. White, near the top of the circle. Left wing, grabbed by Mead. Mead swings it further left, Ayla Christensen. Now pass inside, good grab by Molly Anderson on the feed from Kelly Cray.
Anderson for two.
9 points for Molly Anderson. 37-13 Warriors over the Jacks, 16:45 to go. Near the left elbow with his Talia Schwinwein. Now moves it left corner. With it is Charlie Place. Place had it knocked out of the hands of her pass target. Claire Cushman on the left wing is getting a hand on it with Lexi White. Don't forget, we will have Lexi White on tomorrow night on the Big High School Sports Show, 7 o'clock. She'll be joining us here on Bow Falls Radio. bobbled out top by Talia Schwinwein near the center circle. Schwinwein still dribbles with the left hand. Now stops, needs some help, still looking. Bounce pass, left wing side. With it is Crawford. Crawford looks down low. Grabbed by Micklegg, goes baseline and dribbles right to the right corner. Now back into the lane. Micklegg swatted away by Kelly Cray. Cray with the block, picks it up, gets it ahead to White. White down the lane, drops it nicely. Molly Anderson lays it up, no good. Molly fighting for the board, has it. Gives it to Cray. Three-footer, no good. Rebound grabbed. Christensen lays it up and in. Warriors hitting the boards, and Ayla Christensen gets her first points of the night. 39-13, Wausau West. 15:43 to go. Micklegg, left wing side, 20 feet from the basket. Between the circles, Claire Cushman. Cushman dribbles with the right hand. Works her way further right. Back out top, Charlie Place. Place dribbles to the right. Now into the right corner. Stopped there by Cray. Now posting up. With it is Micklegg. Micklegg double team, knocked away by White. Good play by White, stripped it away, and now the Warriors back up court. At the free throw line, Kelly Cray, 14-footer is good. Kelly Cray stepping out just inside the free throw line. 8 points for Kelly Cray. Warriors' biggest lead, 28-41-13, 15:03 to go. Jacks back into the forecourt. Left-hand side, Schwinwein. Bounce pass, right wing, Sydney Crawford. She'll try a three and drain it. Sydney Crawford with her second triple of the game. She now has 6 points. 41-16 Warriors. Lumberjacks come off their first conference win of the season Friday night. They won here by 3 over Rapids. So that means everybody in the Valley has won at least one game. Left-hand side, White pulls up from 10. Rolls off, no good. Kelly Cray taps it twice, but then finally grabbed by Charlie Place for East. With it is Cushman. Cushman into the lane. Cushman to the hole. Layup is no good. Rebound is out of bounds off of West. Again, West has a big game at the Fieldhouse Friday night against Marshfield. If Wausau West wants to get into the conference title race, in all likelihood, need to find a way against a very, very good Marshfield team. Inside, little fadeaway, Shaneman, no good. Air ball grab, put back is no good. Another rebound again by Micklegg, no good. Finally grabbed by Ayla Christensen for the Warriors. White into the lane, moves it right wing, Christensen. Three-pointer comes up short, no good. Saved in the corner by Ayla Christensen. On the wing, Kelly Cray into the lane, Anderson, and Anderson will be fouled. Warriors came in 7-5 overall. 3-1 in the conference. Nothing but net for Molly Anderson. She is now in double figures with 10 points. Also in the Valley tonight, big one between the two undefeateds, Marshfield hosting Stevens Point. 2-for-2 trip for Molly Anderson. 43-16 Warriors, 13:52 to go. Three-pointer, no good. Taking that was Grayson Berger for the Jacks. Lexi White will bring it up court. White, 16-foot jumper, back bracket, no good. Rebound grabbed by Shaneman. Shaneman over the timeline for East. Grayson Berger in front of the Lumberjack bench. Three-pointer for Sydney Crawford, no good. Rebound tapped and chased down by Ayla Christensen. Cray, left corner, Anderson. 12-footer is good. 13 for Molly Anderson. 45-16. Pass inside. Kelly Cray with the block. Put back. No good for East. Cray with another block. Going to the basket and getting called for steps is Claire Cushman. Timeout called by the Warriors. 13:03 to go. 45-16 West. Back in a moment here on WXCO.
I'll never forget the day I decided to go out for the football team. Mr. Banks, the JV football coach and my history teacher, asked me to stay after class. I thought I was in trouble. He said, "Hey, Darius, have you thought about going out for football? I think you'd be great." Fact is, I never played football. Fact is, I never had anyone tell me I'd be great at something. So, with no experience at all, I signed up. And a week later, I padded up and was running drills on the field. I never was great, but playing high school sports was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I was accepted by my teammates, and I learned that when someone believes in you, you can believe in yourself.
Encourage a student you know to take part in a high school sport. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Chad Holmes back here from Wausau East. And a turnover after the inbounds pass by the Warriors. And a foul coming up.
Foul on White, her second.
Lexi White called for her second. Back up court come the Jacks. Left wing side, Grayson Berger. Berger looking to penetrate. Berger to the hole, has it swatted away. But getting a piece of the arm as well is Lexi White. Grayson Berger will get a chance at the stripe. Free throw is no good. Berger 0 for 2 at the free throw line tonight. In for the Warriors. Someone who's not on my roster. Free throw is good for Berger. 1 for 2. For the Warriors. 45-17, Wausau West. 12 and a half minutes to go. Out top for Wausau West, Harper Mead. Mead moves it left wing side. Molly Anderson. Anderson to the hole. She'll be bumped. She'll be fouled. And Molly Anderson will get a chance at the free throw line. Molly Anderson has been perfect at the stripe so far tonight. She has hit 5 out of 5, has 6 points in the half, 13 points in the game. First free throw is pure, perfect, and good.
Anderson at the free throw line.
One more to come. That one is good as well. Substitution as checking in for East.
Perry entering the floor.
Yasia Herrick coming in. Over the timeline, bobbled by Claire Cushman, but able to find Berger. Berger now right wing side, 20 feet from the basket. Berger trying to post up, bobbles it, moves into the right corner. Now works her way to the right wing, still on the dribble, 23 feet from the basket. Claire Cushman dribbles near the top of the key. Looks inside, grabbed by Crawford. Crawford turns, partially blocked, goes out of bounds. It will stay with East. 11:57 to go in the game. Warriors 47, Lumberjacks 17. Inbounded, left wing side. Posting up. With it down low is Micklett. Micklett kicks it back out. Taken there by Claire Cushman. Going to the basket, and she'll be fouled. Well, Stevens Point is the only undefeated left in girls high school basketball. They have defeated West on the road by 3 points earlier. And tonight, they knock off the Marshfield Tigers by a score of 44-41. That was in Marshfield, so that is a big win for Stevens Point. So Stevens Point, the only undefeated in the conference now after Marshfield falls. So that means when West plays Marshfield on Friday night at the Fieldhouse, they will both have one loss. That makes it for a very, very significant game in terms of staying in that race with Stevens Point. 1 for 2 trip for Grayson Berger. 47-18. Back up court comes Lexi White. Left wing side. White gets it out top to Christensen. Right wing side. Now pass inside. Little right hander. No good by Harper Mead. Rebound grab by Herrick. Lumberjacks will bring it back up court. Near the top of the key, Claire Cushman moves it to Herrick left wing. Now Cushman posting up. Back out top. Berger. Berger down the right hand side of the lane. Goes to the basket. She will be bumped. She will be fouled. Two fouls coming up. Two foul shots coming up. But again, you have to be very impressed with what Stevens Point has done this season. I think the Warriors and the Marshfield Tigers came in as the teams to beat, but they have already won both the games against those teams on the road. Free throw is good for Berger. That means Stevens Point will be hosting Wausau West and hosting Marshfield in the second half of the conference season. Second is no good. Rebound grab by Lexi White for West. Back up court comes White. White, 20 feet from the basket, just right at the top of the key. Pass down low. Posted up is Kelly Crayon. Good look underneath. Harper Mead lays it up and in. Nice feed that time by Cray to Harper Mead for the layup. 7 points for the sophomore, Harper Mead. Pass knocked away and stolen. Warriors back up court, 2-on-1. Heading to the basket and stopped. That was Christensen. Got it back over to Mead, and Mead takes an extra step and is called for traveling. ...49-19 Warriors, 10:48 to go. Into the front court comes East. With it is Cushman. Right wing side, Berger. Berger backs her way in. Up with the left hand, short from five. Gets her own rebound. Put back is good. Grayson Berger, follow-up roll, miss, gets the layup. 49-21, Grayson Berger, now with 5 points. Warriors back into the front court. Lexi White, around a screen, right wing side. Going to the hole, banks it up, rolled off short, no good. Fight for the rebound, Kelly Cray ties up Grayson Berger. Arrow pointing towards the Lumberjacks. Into the forecourt, Grayson Berger. Berger, top of the key, goes up for a three. Came up short, no good. Lexi White will pull down that rebound for West. Back up court comes Lexi. Between the circles. Works around the screen to the right wing. Now gets it out top. Bounce pass inside, knocked away from Cray, but grabbed by White. White then throws it away. Picked up by Grayson Berger. Berger up the right-hand side. Berger going to the basket. May have taken an extra step. No call. Misses the running layup. And the ball tipped out of bounds. It will stay with East.
Anderson returning to the floor for the Warriors.
Paige Anderson back in for West, replacing Harper Mead. Three-pointer from the left wing by Crawford is good off the inbound play. Sydney Crawford, her third triple. 49-24. 9.5 minutes to go. Into the front court comes Lexi White. Right wing side, Ayla Christensen. Posting up, Kelly Cray turns, fires from five, no good. Weak side rebound and a foul coming up.
Foul on Crawford, her fourth.
Crawford called for the foul. Free throw is short. It'd be nice if they announced who this.
The free throw line for the Warriors.
Al Tipple. That's Al Tipple out there. Wearing number 21, freshman. One for two. ...50-24. 9:12 to go. Bounce pass, right wing side. Sydney Crawford. Crawford gives it back to Berger. Inside, good look, going to the basket. Left-handed layup, no good by Miklig. And the rebound grabbed by Tipple. Warriors back into the front court. Left wing side, Tipple. Tipple turns the corner. Pass down low. Grab by White. White will lay it up. Yes, and a foul. Lexi White with the basket. She now has 16 points in the game. She'll get a chance to add another at the free throw line. Claire Cushman called for her third.
Schaefer entering the floor for the Warriors.
Brooke Schaefer comes in for Ayla Christensen for the Warriors. Free throw is good. 53-24 West. Warriors on their way to an eighth win against five losses overall. 4-1 in the Valley. With it out top. Taken by Cushman. Cushman 22 feet from the basket. Swings it left, Micklick. Micklick, deep left corner. Sydney Crawford. Crawford back out top, Herrick. Throws it away, picked off by Lexi White. White down the lane. White to the hole, lays it up. No good, but she'll be fouled. Free throws coming up for Lexi White. And again, make sure you join me and Jeff Gress tomorrow, starting at 6 o'clock for the Big High School Sports Show. Our guest at 7 o'clock will be Lexi White, our student-athlete guest for this week. Free throw is too strong, no good. We'll talk about her athletic exploits, but also an incredibly talented academic superstar. Second free throw is good. 1-for-2 trip, now 18 for Lexi. 54-24, 8:22 to go. Boys basketball tonight. Marshfield leads Stevens Point at halftime, 29-16. Going to the basket, swatted away. Kelly Cray swats it away from Claire Cushman. Warrior boys travel to Marshfield on Friday. That's going to be a tough one, as the Warriors do look for a two-game win streak after getting that win by 9 tonight over East. Inbounds pass thrown away by East. Turned over to the Warriors. Don't forget, coming up when we're done here, more high school basketball. Newman Catholic and Stratford in a big Merrillwood Conference South matchup. Tom Weaver will have the play-by-play of that one. Left corner with it is Paige Anderson. Good feed inside, laid up and in by Kelly Cray. Nice feed by Anderson, nice finish by Cray. She is now in double figures with 10 points. 56-24, 7:50 to go. Out top with it is Claire Cushman. Left wing side, Herrick. Herrick dribbles her way back to the top of the key. Swings it right. Taken there by Geneva Micklick. Looking to penetrate Grayson Berger. Floater from 6, rolls off short, no good. Another rebound for Kelly Cray. Up the left hand side, into the forecourt for the Warriors, comes Lexi White. White moves it left wing side. Cray. Cray down low, White. White, little ball fake. Up from 5. Rolls down.
Basket by White.
20 for Lexi White. 58-24. Out top with it is Berger. Berger stripped. Cray going down for it, but Berger gets it back. Right wing. Herrick, three-pointer, no good. Rebound grabbed by Lexi White. White over the timeline. White stops, gets it out top. Kelly Cray. Cray looking inside. Schaefer up with the half hook. Rolls off, no good. Rebound, Paige Anderson lays it up and in. Paige Anderson now has 5 points. 60-24. 6.5 minutes to go. Now a whistle and a timeout. Looks like shaken up just a little bit is Claire Cushman, but she looks like she's going to be okay. But now it will be a timeout. Timeout for the Jacks. 6:33 to go. 60-24 Warriors. This is West Girls Basketball on WXCO.
Full timeout.
What's your idea of fall fun?
Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snow plow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
Warriors up 60-24 with 6:33 to go. Also tonight in the Great Northern Conference of boys basketball, big one in Medford, and Medford knocks off Mosin East 69-65. North and Pines in the GNC on the boys side defeated Lakeland 57-39. So Medford undefeated, Pines with one loss, and there's a banker from the top of the key, no good on a three-pointer from Sidney Crawford. But Medford right now atop a very competitive GNC on the boys side. Back up court comes East. With it is Grayson Berger. Berger between the circles. Berger, bounce pass, right wing, Charlie Place. Place lost control of it, but tipped out of bounds by Molly Anderson. We will talk about what's going on in high school boys and girls basketball, the conference races, big performances, and more tomorrow from 6 till 8 on the big high school sports show. Inside, off the hands of Place, but chased down on the left wing by Grayson Berger. Berger looking down low. Little turn off the window, no good for Crawford. Rebound is controlled by Molly Anderson. Now Paige Anderson up the right-hand side. Goes to the basket. Little banker is good. Nice little kiss off the window for Paige Anderson. 62-24 Warriors. 5:40 to go. I'm going to share a secret right now. There's a running clock with a 40-point lead. It's now 38. With my voice the way it's been tonight, I am hoping for a defensive stop here for the Warriors and then a basket for West. Nothing against the Jacks, but would love a running clock. Going baseline, Grayson Berger. Berger gets bumped, and Berger will be fouled. As trying to defend was Brooke Schaefer for the Warriors. Going to get wrapped up here tonight, rest my voice, and then be back with you tomorrow for the big high school sports show at 6. Jacks will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. First on Schaefer. With it is Charlie Place. Little turn and six-footer air ball from the right-hand side. Rebound grab by Brooke Schaefer for the Warriors. Back up court comes West. Schaefer into the forecourt. Right wing. Three-pointer for Ayla Christensen is good. Ayla Christensen just became my player of the game. 65-24, Warriors over the Jacks, under 5 minutes to go. Out top with it is Sidney Crawford. Crawford looks inside, ball stolen away. Molly Anderson for the Warriors. Gets it over to L. Tipple. Tipple, right-hand side. Paige Anderson back at the free throw line. Molly Anderson hits the 15-footer. Boy, Molly Anderson putting up some nice numbers here tonight. Anderson, 10 points in the half, 17 in the game. 67-24, Wausau West with the lead. Charlie Place moves it right wing side. Herrick. Herrick looks baseline, but a whistle and a walk is called. Well, I guess they are going to have a running clock. Oh, now they started it. Normal nights, I don't care either way. But tonight, with the way the voice is, and I really appreciate those of you sticking it out. Every once in a while, the voice just says, need a break. But been able to get through this doubleheader tonight. When the Warriors and the Jacks here on WXCO. With it is Paige Anderson trying to work her way in. 10-footer, short, no good. Fight for the rebound, grab by Herrick for East. Back up court comes East, down the lane. Runner off the window, no good for Grayson Berger. Rebound snagged by Ayla Christensen for West. Back up court comes Christensen, bounce pass. Inside, with it is Harper Mead. Nice little half hook from 5 feet away. Harper Mead got the start tonight. Really has played solid ball. She has 9 points, 69-24. Looking inside, ball tipped away. Again, getting a hand on that one was Paige Anderson for the Warriors. Actually, that was Ayla Christensen, excuse me. Up court comes Anderson. Paige Anderson, three-pointer is good. 10 points now for Paige Anderson. 72-24, 3:05 to go. Into the forecourt, the Jacks. Posting up, with it is Crawford. Turns, fires, hits from 5 feet away. First East player in double digits, 11 points for Sydney Crawford. Up court come the Warriors. Tipple, right wing side, Brooke Schaefer. Schaefer, 22 feet from the basket. Out top, Ayla Christensen. Christensen dribbles, moves it left wing side to Tipple. Tipple to the left elbow, passes down low. Paige Anderson forces up the shot and hits it. Not easy, right-hander from the lane. Dozen for Paige Anderson. 74-26, 2:24 to go. Right wing side with it is Shaneman. Shaneman looks down low, intended for Grayson Berger. Knocked away by Brooke Schaefer and out of bounds.
Ellis entering the game for the Lumberjacks.
Jacks will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Also in Valley Girls Hoops tonight, Merrill is at Wisconsin Rapids. Left wing, three-pointer partially blocked. Getting a hand on it was Tipple on that fire from Crawford. Three-on-one for West. Lob down low. Nice little touch pass and then blocked. Harper Mead, a little touch pass to Tipple, but swatted away out of bounds.
Erica
Frick comes in for the Jacks. Just over 90 seconds to go. Warriors will inbound on the baseline. Tossed in, taken by Brooke Schaefer. Schaefer, right wing side to Tipple. Out top with it is Paige Anderson. Moves it left wing side to Christensen. Top of the key. Tipple, Tipple, right wing side, Schaefer. Schaefer, 20 feet from the hole. Right wing, Tipple. Tipple backs it up. Between the circles, Ayla Christensen. Christensen now backs it up near the Lumberjack logo at center court. Christensen moves it right wing side. Paige Anderson back out top, Tipple. Tipple, left wing side, faking the threes, Christensen looking baseline. Moves it left wing. With it is Mead. Mead, top of the key. Three-pointer is good. Brooke Schaefer from the top of the key. First points for Brooke. 77-26, Wausau West. 45 seconds to go. Looking to penetrate Grayson Berger. Berger into the lane, and she'll be bumped and fouled. Neither team over the foul limit, so an inbounds play coming up with 30 seconds left.
Schaefer
called for the foul, her second team foul, number six. Inside, stolen away, picked off by Paige Anderson. Anderson down the lane to the basket, misses the layup, and she'll be fouled. Clock is going to tick down, but I think they're going to stop it here before the free throws. Nope, they're going to let it run out. But they're going to let the free throws. Oh, I think they're going to say nope. I'm Paige Anderson. I want the free throws. Because for the young players, every opportunity. But nevertheless, 77-26, Warriors over the Lumberjacks. We will come back, have our post games coming up next. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Basketball on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Barney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Barney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Barney Brothers Kitchen Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at BarneyBrothersKitchenAndBath.com. Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
You are listening to WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Chad Holmes again from the Wausau East High School gym, where the Wausau West Warriors win a doubleheader against Wausau East tonight, winning the boys game 57-48 and then knocking off the Jacks in the girls game 77-26. Looking at the numbers for this one, first of all, for Wausau West, they got 20 points from Lexi White. 1 3-pointer, 6 2-pointers, 5 of 8 from the free throw line. For the Warriors, two other players were in double figures tonight. Molly Anderson, boy, she was very solid here this evening. 17 points, 5 field goals, and a perfect 7 out of 7 from the stripe. Also in double figures, and likely, I'm certain, it's a double-double for Kelly Cray. Yeah, she had 10 points. Yes. 9 points for Harper Mead. 5 points for Ayla Christensen. 3 points for Brooke Schaefer. 1 point for Elle Tipple. For East, one player in double digits, Sydney Crawford, with 11 points. Coach Tom Wyckoff has made the trek up here to the top of the bleachers at Wausau East High School, where his Warriors defeat East tonight, 77-26. Took a little while to, I think, find that little bit of competitive edge. They hung around there for a while. But, yeah, some of the younger players get an opportunity, and I think showed pretty well for themselves.
They did. We had some foul trouble, which gets more a better opponent that could have gotten into trouble. But I was really happy that Brooks Schaefer came off the bench, did well. Paige Anderson did well. And even in the second half, Dibble got her first varsity point. So it was nice that the reserves got a chance to play. You know, we got three girls injured. It kind of takes away a little bit of our depth, but
yeah.
All around, I'm pretty happy.
I know that now, I'm going to just turn the page for you. On Friday, you got a big game coming up against Marshfield, and tonight they lost to Stevens Point, so both your teams have a loss in the conference. That's going to make for a rather significant game for you, isn't it?
Well, if they weren't hungry before, they're going to be very hungry now. They're going to probably have a chip on their shoulder when we go down there and or they come to our place. But it'll be a big, important game in the Valley.
For your team, obviously the last two games, not competitive in a sense because both Everson and Easter, I think, in a rebuilding stage. How much are you going to take away, especially now that you get back into a quality opponent on Friday? I imagine you played a lot of really good basketball teams so far this season. I imagine now that we get into the 2023 part of your schedule, you're going to want to see how those tests ultimately lead here in the second half of the season.
Well, absolutely. And the reason we schedule those games is to play quality opponents and to learn what we have to do. Now, we've corrected some of it, but we haven't corrected all of it, but It'll prove to us that scheduling those teams is worthwhile.
Lexi again with 20, but Molly Anderson, the thing that jumps out is she had 17, but 7-for-7 at the line. That is going to be so vital against
absolutely.
Good basketball teams, isn't it? To have a big that can drain it, look so good at the line.
Well, you know, last year Molly was a very good free throw shooter. This year at the beginning of the year she was struggling, and. That wasn't Molly.
There's no reason for it. She got a nice stroke.
Oh, she got a real nice stroke, and tonight she was, you know, pouring them in. So it helped to get her on track. You know, the last three games, Molly's really been playing well. So I hope that she just keeps playing well.
Well, congrats tonight, and best of luck on Friday.
Well, thank you much.
Head coach of the Wausau West Warriors, Tom Wyckoff. Again, we were going over the East numbers. Sydney Crawford had 11 points for the Jacks. Also 5 points for Charlie Place. 5 points for Grayson Berger, 3 for Claire Cushman, and 2 for Talia Schwinwine. So West improves to 8-5 overall. They are 4-1 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Lumberjacks, who earned their first conference win last Friday against Rapids, they are now 1-5 in the conference, and they are 3-11 overall. Don't forget, we got more basketball coming up next. We had a game earlier on our stream, Newman Catholic against Stratford. Tom Weaver with the call, and we will have that coming up next. But here tonight from Wausau East High School, the Warriors win up here. On the boys' side, Wausau West knocked off Wausau East 58-49. And in the girls' game, the Warriors 77 and the East Lumberjacks 26. Thanks to our sponsors, without whose help, we could not bring you Wausau West Warrior High School basketball. And thanks to you for joining us. Again, I'm Chad Holmes, and this has been Warrior Basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
This has been Wausau West High School Sports on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Wausau West Sports has been brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, Carney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Wausau West Athletic Department, the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club, and the Wausau West Senior Class Hockey Parents. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior Sports on your home for the Warriors, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.